Okay, so for today's learning in Mishnah Berurah Yomi, we continue with a very practical halacha that relates to hatmana on Shabbos, the Isra Derabbanan of insulating on Shabbos. And we mentioned that there are two categories of hatmana, one being the more stringent form of hatmana, where you're insulating the material in a way where the heat is increased by way of this hatmana. So if, let's say, you're taking a towel, wrapping it around the pot completely, and the pot is on the blech, connected to fire, so that is a more stringent form of hatmana, because it's moisif hevod, it increases the heat, and that's also to be done even on Erev Shabbos. However, if, let's say, you take a pot that is fully cooked and off the fire, it's on the counter, and you wrap it in a towel, since that's not moisif hevod, it's maimed hevod, it only maintains the heat, it doesn't increase it, it's a less stringent form of hatmana. And this is mutar on Erev Shabbos, but it's usur on Shabbos itself. Okay. Now we have another nafkamina between these two levels of hatmana. And the question is like this. Is it mutar to be matmin in a klisheni? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Reish Nun Zayin, Sif Hei, that if you take the food and you remove it from the original pot and you put it in a klisheni, in a second pot, hatmana is mutter as long as it's the less stringent form of hatmana. And that is hatmana bedover hamaymid hevel. It doesn't increase the heat, it only maintains the heat. Since it's not moisif hevel, it's mutter in a klisheni. Why is that so? Because the food already cooled off a little bit in the walls of the klisheni, and Chazal weren't as concerned when it's been cooled off in a klisheni. And the Mishnah Berurah paskins that this kula even extends one step further, and says the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Reish Nun Zayin, that even if you pour it back into the kli rishon, it's mutter. So if, let's say, you pour the food into a klisheni and then you return it to its original pot, so it's now back in the kli rishon, it's mutter as long as it's the less stringent form of hatmana. It's hatmana b'dover ha-maimed hevel, not maisef hevel. So even if you return it to the original pot, it's mutter in this case, because it's been cooled down by virtue of the transfer to a klisheni. It's actually a machlekes rishonim exactly what the understanding is of this kula. Is it this svar that I mentioned, that you're showing that you're cooling it off by virtue of placing it in a klisheni, or is it other svaras? But bottom line, this is the heter called hatmana in a klisheni, and that's mutter as long as it's hatmana bedover hamaymid hevel and not moisif hevel. The Piskei Tshuvos extends this kula a step further, and he says that, and this is what the Piskei assume halacha l'maisa, that this kula of hatmana bedover hamaymid hevel in a klisheni applies even if the food being transferred to the klisheni is a dover gush. It's a solid substance. It's a solid food. So there is a chumra in Hilchas Bishul that if it's a solid food, it doesn't have the maila and the kula of a klisheni, because it doesn't really get cooled down by the walls of the klisheni. It's not surrounded by the walls of the klisheni. It's a solid food. It's a solid object. It's a solid dover gush. Still, when it comes to this kula of hatmana bedover hamaymid hevel in a klisheni, it's mutter even if it's a dover gush. Why is that so? So many places can explain that it's because when you do the transfer into a klisheni, the very transfer shows that you're doing an act to cool off the food, and therefore we're not chayshish, we're not worried any longer that you'll forget that it's Shabbos and you'll heat it up and be over on an Issur D'oraisa. One more kula as it relates to hatmana. Rav Moshe says that you're allowed to take hot water, let's say, on Shabbos, and put it into an insulation thermos. So you're taking it and putting it into a thermos. So even though it's not something that's really cooling down because it's a thermos, since at the end of the day it's in a klisheni, it's mutter. Now, you have to see there as to why exactly this is so. Why is it permissible if it's not really being cooled down in the klisheni? One of the reasons is because there are rishonim that hold, and this is the sheet of the Rambam, that the kula of hatmana b'klisheni applies even if it doesn't cool off the food. Even if it doesn't cool off the food, it's mutter. And that's number one. So even if it's not cooling off the food because it's a thermos, at the end of the day, it's a klisheni, so it's mutter. And if you look at Rav Moshe and you look at the Chaznish, it could be that there's more reason for kula in this case, because even according to Rashi, it might be mutter. Rashi's shita seems to be that it's only mutter to be matmin in a klisheni if you're cooling down the food, and in this case, in a thermos, it's not the case. Nevertheless, over here, you have maybe the other heter, that as long as it's the first covering, it's a cover of the food. So you say that the ikker, the primary reason for the cover, is to stave off dirt or bugs from permeating and messing up the food, and it's not for hatmana purposes. Bottom line, halacha lemaisa, it's mutter to be matamin in a thermos on Shabbos.